Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Safe to Sleep is as simple as ABC. Babies should sleep alone on their backs in a crib.
I'm Jason Taylor. Both men who escaped the Pulaski County Jail this week are back in custody. Authorities say they caught Dustin Richardson driving a stolen car in Oklahoma yesterday. Alleged getaway driver Marley Davey was with them and was also arrested. James Sherrill was recaptured Monday. Sherrill and Richardson busted out of jail Sunday. The GOP nominee for Missouri Treasurer says the Iran nuclear deal could impact whether states can invest money with companies that do business with Iran. Brian Hausworth reports.
Glendale Republican State Senator Eric Schmidt says the president's nuclear deal with Iran contains a provision allowing the federal government to take action against states that prevent investing state dollars with companies that do business with state sponsors of terror like Iran.
There's a provision, paragraph 25 of that deal, that seeks to undermine policies that states have that would prevent tax dollars going to state sponsors of terror. And we're going to bolster that. We're going to update that policy. We're going to advocate with local governments to make sure that they're aware of this provision.
Schmidt's opponent in the November election is former state representative Judy Baker. The Columbia Democrat says Schmidt's defund Iran plan is politicizing the issue. She says the next state treasurer should follow the investment policy already in place. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
A ruling by the Missouri Supreme Court will allow a cigarette tax proposal to go before voters in November. The measure, known as Amendment 3, received strong monetary support from tobacco giant R.J. Reynolds. Ron Leone with the Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association says Reynolds will unfairly benefit from the proposal's much larger tax on small cigarette brands.
We're comfortable that once the people understand what is exactly in Amendment 3, that they will vote no on big tobacco scam.
Proponents note Missouri has the lowest cigarette tax in the country. Republican strategist Karl Rove will be in Kansas City today to stump for Jay Ashcroft. Rove is headlining a fundraiser for the Republican nominee for Missouri Secretary of State. Rove's history with Ashcroft goes back to Jay's father, John.
Karl Rove assisted me back in the 1970s and the 1980s. And I became governor in 1985. I left the governor's office in 93 and I ran for the Senate in 94, was elected then.
Jay Ashcroft faces Democrat Robin Smith in November's general election. In an effort to facilitate economic growth, the city of Jackson will soon repeal regulations governing the proximity of alcohol vendors to places of worship. A city attorney says the current ordinance could create a roadblock for businesses such as restaurants wishing to serve wine or beer with meals. And St. Louis County Police responded to a shooting yesterday evening in Spanish Lake upon arrival, finding one victim, multiple gunshot wounds, pronounced dead at the scene. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.